by Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mom, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father, for Jesus. And thank you, my Father, for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. What an awesome God you are, Father. You have done great things. Our eyes have not seen, nor have our ears heard. Hallelujah. Of all the great things that you've done, all the great things that you have in store for us, all the greatness, my Father, all the greatness that you are and you have in store for us, my Father. For you are a great God. And you created us in your image and your likeness, Father. Therefore, if you are a great God and we have the same essence as you, then we are a great people of God, my Father. And we thank you, Father, that as we begin to understand that and decree and declare that, Father, then so shall it be in our lives, Father. We thank you for the laws of the kingdom, the law of sowing and reaping, Lord. That whatsoever man sow, that shall be reaped, Father. And we can sow your word, the word of life, into our hearts, into our minds, into our spirits, my Father. And knowing that, Lord, your word will not return void, but it will accomplish that which you sent it to do. So we thank you, my Father. For every time we come on this radio broadcast, Father, and all of those in the listening audience might hear this program, my Father, it's not just, man, a radio broadcast, but this is an invitation, hallelujah, that you have given us, my Father, to come all the way through the gates of thanksgiving, through the courts of praise, through the sanctuary, the holy place, all the way behind the veil into your very presence, my Father God, without any sense of guilt or condemnation, knowing that even though our sins are like scarlet, you have washed us white as snow, my Father. What a mighty God you are, and cleansed us from all unrighteousness, Father. So that the indwelling power of the Holy Ghost, my Father, the greatest gift, Father, might dwell on the inside of us once again, thereby leading and guiding us into the reality of what it means to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. And for that, Father, we say thank you, my Father, and we take you up on that invitation. So here we are, Father, boldly at your throne to receive, hallelujah, that we might see mercy and grace, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come to your throne and receive grace and mercy, hallelujah, hallelujah, to help us anytime we need, Father. To come get whatever we have need of, Father, for you are I Am. That's your name. You are whatever we need you to be, whatever we need you to be, my Father. That's who you are, Lord. You are Savior. You are Healer. You are Lord. You are Deliverer. You are Provider. Lord, you are everything, my Father. And we thank you, Lord, that all of you, you have freely given to us. And Lord, for that, we say thank you. Now, here we are, Father, once again. Here's our lives. Here's our hearts. Here's our minds. Here's our cup, Father. Fill it up, Father. Hallelujah. But we thirst and we hunger after you. More of you, Father, and less of us. Till it get to the point where is all of you and none of us. So, Father, we just open our hearts and our minds to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And we say to you, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, do what Jesus Christ sent you back here to do. And that's lead and guide us, be our comforter, and lead and guide us into all of the reality, hallelujah, of what it means to be children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. For it's not by power nor by might, but it's by you, Holy Spirit. So we humble ourselves under you, your ministry, and what you are doing in the earth. The Father has finished. Jesus has finished. Now it's you, Holy Spirit, is at work in the earth today, molding and shaping us and bringing us into the fullness of the love of God, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship and communion of you, Holy Spirit. So have your way in this broadcast. Speak through these lips of clay, anointed to speak as the oracles of God, and anoint the ears of all those who are listening, so they might hear not just from a man, but they might hear what you say, Holy Spirit, about what I say. So that, Lord, they will not only put their faith in the wisdom of a man, but in you. So speak to our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. And by faith, we call it done. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. What an awesome invitation, huh? I mean, listen. All of you on the sound of my voice, you know I got to say this. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, that's what your Bible say about you. There's a lot of passage scripture, but there's one particular scripture here. You don't hear too many sermons on, you know, because I think ministers are afraid to preach this, you know. And this is in Psalms 82. In fact, I'm going to turn there so that I can read that to you. So that you know that this ain't just no cliche, or I ain't just come up with something to say when I say, hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. That's because you are. Hallelujah. And reading why you are, because that's what he said about you. So I just lied. I found out in here, boy, that that's what he said about you. So I start saying the same thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me turn to it in Acts chapter 82. Not Acts, I'm sorry. Psalm chapter 82. Let's see what the Word of God says. One second. Psalms 82, verse 1. I guess I'm going to get to the new famous kind of scripture. Here we go. Psalms, I'm okay, y'all. Thank you for your patience. Psalms 82. Listen to this. God, that's Almighty God, stands in the congregation of the mighty. Glory be to God. What did he do? He stands in the congregation of the mighty. This is something about you and something about me. This is something about us, children of God. Watch this. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the God. So long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Free them from the hand of the wicked. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundation of the earth are unstable. But I say it, you are God, and all of you are the children of the Most High God. But you shall live and die like mere men, and fall like one of the prince. Arise, O God, and judge the earth. Give righteous judgment to the earth, but thou shalt inherit all nations. Think of this, what God said. God said, he's standing in the congregation of the mighty. That's you and me. Look at what he said. And he judges among the gods. And look at what else he says. Watch this. For I say, you are gods. That's what he said. For I say it again. Psalm 82, 36. For I say, you are God, and all of you are the children of the Most High God. Listen, he not only call us mighty. That's why I call, that's why I say, hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Because that's what he says. He's standing in the congregation of the mighty. Even if you don't realize, boy, how powerful you are and how much might you have on the inside of you, that don't nullify God's word. He just walk after another. That's why God said, my people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge for what they don't know. But they don't know, you don't know how great you are. You don't know how we... Like I said, our eyes ain't seen, nor have our ears heard, nor has it entered our hearts. All the things. I said, boy, the more we come to the reality of it, yeah, how great we really are. Why? Because that's what he said. Let me tell you something. He's not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he's going to do it. And if he spoke it, he's going to bring it to pass. Glory to God. What he says, he says, he's standing in the congregation of the mighty. That's you and me. And he says, you are God, and you are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. Then in verse 6, he said, and I said, you are God. That's a small g. Not capital G. Small g. Little gods. Little offsprings of God. That come from God. A masterpiece. So you are a piece of the master. You came from God. You came from heaven. Hallelujah. And when God created you, he created you in his image and in his likeness. And I don't even say, boy, our God is a mighty God. Hallelujah. And if our God is a mighty God and he created us in his image and his likeness, then, man, we are mighty people too. We are a congregation of the mighty. The same essence that's in God. The same character that's in God. Everything that God has on the inside of him, his nature, his character, his functioning ability, all of that, you just like him. He created you just like him. He said, let's make man in our image and in our likeness. His image and his likeness, does that make you a mighty man and a mighty woman? If you just like, boy, your father God, if you a little G God, I'll say it another way, the voice out of that said, and you are the children or the offspring of the Most High God. You're sprung off from God. You come from God. Same essence that God has. Same character. Same nature. Same functioning ability. Same might. Same power. Same love. Same kindness. Same nature. Just like God. Everything that's in God, boy, is on the inside of you and I. Glory to God. Yeah, we live in and die like mere men. But all the time, boy, we are mighty. I told you, boy, our eyes ain't seen it. Our ears ain't heard it. We don't know how mighty we are, boy. We come to the knowledge of that, boy, and begin to act on that, man, and we'll see, boy, God do great and mighty things. How are you going to get them do them great and mighty things? Through you and I, through his children, through his little God, through his little G God. Through what? Accomplish his will and desire and intent and purpose for the creation of the earth and mankind. Glory to God. That's why he gave you might, because he's going to take a mighty man and a mighty woman and a mighty congregation, man, to colonize this earth with heaven, to make the earth a colony of heaven, to make it on earth just like it is in heaven. Even though we've been praying that all our life, perhaps have not understood what we've really been praying. Right? Father, what? Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done. Where? On earth. How? Just like it is in heaven. What? Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done. Well, on earth, how? Just like it is in heaven. You've been praying that all your life. That's what you've been asking God for in your prayer all your life. Lord, well, let your will be done. What's his will? His will is that it be on earth like it is in heaven. Listen, he set that up. He set up that arrangement. He set up that system. He set up that first world, that first pattern of arrangement, that first system that a man functioned by. And, boy, he set it up, boy, on the earth. Hallelujah. And he planted, boy, that atmosphere and environment. We call it the Garden of Eden. What atmosphere and environment is that? That comes from the literal presence of the Most High God. Can you imagine what kind of environment, what kind of atmosphere it would be if the Most High God come sit in your automobile with you as you drive, or sit in your home, boy, next to you, or eat at your table with you? Literal God, Almighty God. Can you imagine what kind of environment and atmosphere that would produce? what kind of atmosphere it would be. I'm talking about if the Most High God come born and dwelled man in your house with you. Okay. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something, boy. That's what God is doing in the earth. He come the tabernacle, boy, with mankind. We made the place or the building of tabernacle. But the word tabernacle means to cohabitate with, to live with. That's what tabernacle means. It's not a building or a place. He said, build me a place that I may fellowship and be among y'all and be around y'all. I can't live in y'all no more, hallelujah, because you sin and unclean. But I promise you something. I ain't never going to leave you. I ain't never going to forsake you. I'm going to always be around you in the ups and the downs, in the good and the bad. I'm going to always be there. And listen, not only am I always going to be there, I'll be a very present help in your time of trouble, in your time of need. What? I just need you to come to the knowledge of death, and then man, and not only after coming to the knowledge of death, begin to exercise faith in man. That's faith, man. Believe in man for things that you've not seen yet, and speaking it until it come to pass. What faith is? Believing for that which is from God that you have not yet seen, but and speaking it until it come to pass. We had a God kind of faith. How we believe, therefore we speak. What? The word of God. Hallelujah. And how it's going to get manifested in our lives here on earth? Through faith. Hallelujah. The Bible says this, for by grace are you saved. Through faith. And that's not of yourself. That's a gift from God. Yeah. Salvation. Grace. That produced the salvation. Hallelujah. 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 The grace that produced the salvation, man, all that's a gift from God. And the faith to apply to our lives and cause it to be manifested in our lives, well, it's a gift from God. Salvation, the ability to receive it, and the ability to walk in the reality of it, all the blessings that's on it. Glory to God. How that, man, that's by faith. Faith in what? Faith in what God says. See, I read to you in Psalm 82 what God says. That's not my opinion about nothing. That's what God says. He said he's standing in the congregation of the mighty. He said he judges amongst the gods. He said in verse 6 that thou you are living gods and children of the Most High God. That's what he said about you. And listen, he's not a man that he should lie. Let me tell you something. Heaven and earth going to pass away, but the word of the Lord, they're going to abide forever. It ain't never going away, man. And I found out something, boy. If the word of God is eternal, and that does not be eternal. If the word of God is eternal, and all the light that's in the world is eternal. And man, I just start filling myself up with the word of God. Hallelujah. And contrary to popular opinion or what anybody might think, boy, let me tell you something. By grace are we saved through faith. And that's not of ourselves. That's a gift from God. That's any man would boast. None. You can't boast about nothing. Why? That's a gift from God. What? Salvation. Grace. And the faith to appropriate it in our lives. All that's a gift from God. Romans chapter 12 said this, God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. What does that mean? I'm talking about God that gave to everybody the same faith. Let's use this for example. Let's use, if he said he had dealt to every man the measure of faith. Let's say that measure is 12 inches. But let me tell you something. Everybody, babies, all the way up to adults, man, that God had given the same measure. Nobody have more faith than the other. Listen, the same muscles, the same biceps, the same triceps that's in a muscle man that has developed his muscle to where he can pick up 300 pounds and the same muscle and bicep that a little bitty baby has. And he can't even hold his own bottle. But he got the same muscles, same biceps, triceps that a muscle builder has. What's the difference between the two? Development. Hallelujah. By reason of use. I got the man who can pick up, man, 300 pounds. Hey, why? He developed his muscle and bicep and tricep to that place where he can pick up there by exercising and working out and doing the thing necessary to be able to do that. And as that baby grow up, his muscle do the same thing. And right now, a baby can't pick up, man, like I say, a bottle less than 4 or 5 pounds. Hallelujah. The boy, as he continue to grow. Glory to God. Well, as he continue to grow up, man, and if he start working out, if he start working out, man, you know, at a young age, man, I'm talking about he get to the place, man, where he can pick up 300 pounds, too. Maybe even 400 or 500 pounds. Depending on how he developed, man, his faith by reason of use. And you got to exercise your faith. Faith without works is dead. You have all the faith in the world, man, but if you don't act on it, if you don't apply that, if you don't step out on God's unchanging word, man, you don't see no manifestation. Glory to God. Why? Because, boy, that's why God say, boy, if you want to please me, yeah, hey, faith is what pleases me. Because through faith, that's how you get everything that I got for you. Not through your works, through faith. What faith is again? That's believing, man, God's word even before you see it come to pass. And speaking it and acting on it, man, until it do. Hallelujah. Speaking and acting on it, how long, Arthur? Until it become a way of life. So, yeah. And I say, I just fill myself up with the word of God. And let me tell you something. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And a man from the good treasure of his heart will bring forth good things. But you say, let me say it another way. If you fill up a Coke machine, and in every slot, you won't put nothing but Coke in it. In a root beer slot, you put Coke. In an orange slot, you put Coke. In the strawberry slot, you put Coke. In the Sprite slot, you put Coca-Cola. Hey, let me tell you something. If you fill the whole thing up, man, with Coca-Cola, it don't matter which one of them buttons you hit. You can hit the Sprite button, the root beer button, the orange button, the strawberry button, man. Ain't nothing coming out but Coke. Why? Because it's filled up with Coke. So I said, man, know what I don't do? I'm going to just fill myself up with the word of God. I remember one time God told me, he said, listen, if you be faithful to put the word on the inside of you, then I'll be faithful to bring it out to you. You ain't got the man trying to remember nothing, man, or nothing there like that. Hey, the Holy Spirit will bring you in remembrance of everything that you put on the inside of you. Everything that Jesus say, everything that the word say, hallelujah. If you fill yourself up with it, then the Holy Ghost know how to minister it to you and through you. Hallelujah. For what purpose? So they might remove every burden and destroy every yoke that stops us from being walking in the reality of what it means to be the mighty and the little God and the children of the Most High God and offspring of God, walking in authority, walking in power, walking in might. Hey, wouldn't you like to have power and control and influence over all your circumstances, all your situations, and all your symptoms? I'm gonna ask you that again. How would you like to have power, control, and influence over all your circumstances, all your situations, all your symptoms? But listen, that's what coming to the knowledge of who God is and what he's done, that's what it would bring you into the reality. Glory to God. Can you imagine this? Power and control and influence over every circumstance, situation, and symptom that confronts your life. Not power and control and influence over other people's life, but over your life. Your life is your kingdom. Your circle of influence is your kingdom. What? You don't rule over people. You rule over every circumstance, situation, and symptom that confronts your life. Your life is your kingdom. The kingdom of God don't come with observation. Where is it? It's on the inside of you. It's within you. Jesus said this. It's among you now, but when I finish, it's going to be on the inside of you. It's going to get in your heart. Whenever you see the word heart in the Bible, it's talking about your mind. It's going to get in your mind, in your will, in your emotions, in your attitude, producing, man, that kind of character and that kind of nation. Until, boy, instead of showing the world, listen to this carefully, instead of showing the world the Christians or the Christ, we start showing the world the Christ or the Christians. Glory to God. Boy, Colossians 1:26 says this, and 1:27 says this. I show you a mystery that's been hidden from ages and ages and ages, but in now, in our generation, it's being made known, boy, by the revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit. What's that mystery? Christ in you, the hope of glory. What? Christ in you. So instead of showing the world the Christians or the Christ, boy, we begin to show the world the Christ or the Christians. And boy, when we show the world a Christ or the Christian, that Christ that's on the inside of us, that hope of glory, hallelujah. Hey, well, be it this, see our Father, man, fulfill, man, his promise. Well, he said, I'm looking to and for the earth. For what purpose? Looking, man, that I can show myself strong. Looking for men and women that I can show myself strong through them. So that I can show, boy, my might through them, my glory through them, my love through them, my patience through them, my righteousness through them, my salvation through them, my grace through them. I'm looking for a people, boy, who I can manifest in their life just like I manifested in Jesus' life. For what? So they could fulfill God, my word that I spoke through Jesus. What? That Jesus said this, the works that I do, shall you do also. Now watch this here. And he said, and greater works shall you do. Why? Boy, when I go to the Father, I'm going to send you back, boy, that same mighty working power that operated in me when I was on this earth, that opened blind eyes, that unstopped death in, that cast out devils, that gave me victory in every area of my life. Even victory, man, over mankind's greatest area. Boy. Hey, they're going to destroy this temple, but in 3 days, I'm going to raise it back up again. But the victory even over mankind's greatest enemy, death. They crucified him. What happened? He got up. What he was doing? He was ruling and reigning over every circumstance, every situation, and every symptom, boy, that confronted his life. Instead of man, life reigning over him, and circumstance, situation, and symptom reigning over him, then he took authority. Why? Because God gave him the same dominion that he gave out. But what that word dominion mean? Power, control, and influence, authority, kingship. That's dominion. What? Power and control and influence. The ability, man, to rule and to reign. Hallelujah. What that is? That's dominion. Hallelujah. To dominate, man, is early. To dominate circumstances. To do like you did. You spoke to the winds and the waves. He spoke to the demons, man, and they came out. He spoke to the sick, man, and they were healed. He spoke to the dead, man, and they were raised to life again. Glory to God. What was he doing? He was dictating to every circumstance, situation, and symptom that confronted his life. They brought many that were sick, man, of all kinds of diseases and everything else. The Bible says he healed them all. Why? Because they came into his circle of influence. And when they came into his circle of influence, my Lord, he just spoke the word. Boy, things happened. In some cases, boy, he didn't even have to go to people's house. He just sent the word. That's a powerful boy. I'm talking about that mighty, and might that he was operating in and walking in. And you know what enabled him, man, to walk in that might and that authority and that power and that control and influence? Why? Because he was full of the Holy Ghost.
Hello.
And acting on the word of God. Glory to God. Acting on the word of God. What he was, full of the Holy Ghost and acting on the word of God. Glory to God. Well, I'm going to say it again. Full of the Holy Ghost and acting on the word of God. What are you doing? Full of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says the God here dwells bodily in him. All of the Holy Ghost on the inside of him, wall to wall. And what he was doing, man, hey, through the power of the Holy Ghost that was on the inside of him, boy, he did exploit, boy. He did great and mighty things. Just like God is looking, man, for you and I to do. Just like God is equipped and empowered you and I to do. But how come, man, we ain't doing that? Because you ain't heard the gospel of the kingdom. You've been hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ, but you ain't heard the gospel that Jesus Christ preached. I'm going to say it again. Hallelujah. I'm getting bold in my old age. The church, boy, the Christian church, the religious church, the Christianity, they've been preaching a good message, man. But, boy, I'm telling you, they've been preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ instead of the gospel that Jesus Christ preached. That's two different things. I'm going to say it again. They're preaching the gospel. The church is preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the good news about Jesus. And that's a good message. That's a needed message. I ain't saying that's wrong, and I don't say that you're not supposed to preach that, but that's another message, boy, that the church, boy, has lost in the graveyard of religion. What's that? That's the gospel that he preached. What's the gospel that he preached? Hey, the work that I do, you can do also. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. All of the kingdom of hell has come back to earth. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. He was preaching, you know what? We preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was preaching, man, the gospel, man, about you and I. What's the gospel of Jesus? That's the good news about Jesus. What's the gospel that he preached? That's the good news about you. That you who are dead in trespasses and sin has he raised up and made to sit together with him in heavenly places. How? By the power of the Holy Ghost. That's how much mighty he is. That's why he's able to say, boy, as I am, so are you. The work that I do shall you do also, and greater works. Why? Because as the Father sent me, the same way I'm sending you. The same way the Father sent me, that's the way I'm sending you. How the Father sent him? With all power. He said, I got power in heaven. I got power on earth. I even got power under the earth. Under that is, man, I got power even over death, physical death. I tell you, they crucified him, man, and 3 days later, man, he got out. But I mean, I'm talking about that dunamis. Hallelujah. Dynamite working power. To blow up death, to blow up cancer, to blow up poverty, to blow up racism, to blow up, man, all the negative, man, lifestyle that's upon this earth, and, man, replace it all over again, boy, with the culture of hell. Can you imagine that? You talk about all the cultures of the earth and all the cultures of the world and the pattern of operation and the system of operation that's upon this earth. But can you imagine, man, the culture of heaven? What kind of culture that is? Instead of seeking, man, all the other cultures, man, we ought to seek that culture, right? To live in that culture. Jesus told, man, that when Pilate then was questioning him, hey, Jesus said, you a king? Jesus said, you got that right. You say so, and you right. I am a king. But my kingdom is not of this world. Glory. Hallelujah. I ain't come to overthrow the Roman Empire. I come to overthrow, man, the devil's empire. I ain't come to command to overthrow, man, Rome, man. You know, hey, that's going to happen automatically. Why? As I overthrow the one man who's operating through the Roman government. Who is that? That's that old wicked one, the devil. Hallelujah. What he did, he said, for this reason was the Son of God manifested. To do what? To destroy the works of the devil. What's the work of the devil? To separate you from your Father. That's your source. To separate you from the Holy Spirit. That's the power of God that enables you, man, to operate in this earth the same way Jesus did. And, boy, it separates you, man, from that garden that God planted. But there was an atmosphere and an environment that's conducive to the same atmosphere and environment where the throne of God's grace is. And that's fine. That's the power. That's the seat of authority. Glory to God. And watch what the Bible says, boy. And God, even in your sins, has washed you white as snow. And not only that, has raised you up too. Raised you up where? To sit together with Christ Jesus. Where? In heavenly places. Far above, watch this here, far above all principalities and powers and dominions and might. That means all the principalities and powers and dominions and wicked spirits in high places. That's the devil and all his demon cohorts. That's power over all the powers of your enemy. I'm talking about seated all the way at the right hand of the Most High God. That's a place of position. And that place of position is in heavenly places. But that's in the kingdom of God. That's in God's original plan and purpose and intent for your life. Well, that you should live your life, man, in the Garden of Eden, from that spot, in that environment, in that atmosphere. And then replenish the earth, make the whole earth just like that little Garden of Eden. For what purpose, Arthur? So that it might be on earth just like it is in heaven. That's what great kings do. They like to expand their territory. That's what God did. That's what made him create the universe. Why? Because that's what great kings do, boy. They expand their territory. First territory God created was his heaven. Hallelujah. And that's all it was, boy. I'm talking about, boy, it was, I can't even think of no word to say, to try to even begin to explain or describe the splendor thereof, the greatness thereof, the atmosphere thereof, the culture thereof, the nature thereof, the environment there in hell. Listen, ain't no poverty there. Ain't no racism there. Ain't no sickness and disease there. Ain't no black and white there. Hallelujah. It's just one nation. It's just one people. It's just one race. Who are they? And that's the human race. Hallelujah. It don't matter whether you're black, brown, white, yellow. It don't matter whether you're Caucasian, Chinese, Vietnamese. It don't matter what, boy. So you say, boy, I'm going to gather together, boy, all nations, in every tongue, in every kindred, in every nation, hallelujah. From everywhere, from all the four corners of the world. You know how he's going to do that? He say, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. Then he ain't going to come. That's in your Bible, Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. What he say? This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. Boy, as a testimony, not just with enticing words of man, wisdom, and knowledge, not just through religious lips and religious preaching and no, boy. I'm talking about, man, through the power of the Holy Ghost, through the anointing of the Holy Ghost, to that same spirit, man, that was enabling Jesus to do all he did. That's the same spirit that's on the inside of you and me. That's the same power that's on the inside of you and I. See, most people don't know much about me and the one that's at work in the earth. Oh, we know a little bit about our Father in heaven. And we know a little bit about Jesus, but I'm talking about the revelation knowledge of that. Hallelujah. That's only revealed by the Holy Ghost. And if you don't know the Holy Ghost and who he is, he ain't know he is. He's a person. He's the most powerful person on earth. He's the most important person on earth. He's the greatest person on earth. He's the, boy, that's the person of the Most High God. Hallelujah. What that is, boy? That's the ability of the Most High God. That's the power of the Most High God. That's the lifestyle of the Most High God. That's the life of the Most High God. That's the character and nature, the full essence of it, of the Most High God. And you know when God created you? He created you for himself. When he wanted you, he spoke to himself. Here's one of the principles. It's not in our lesson today. But here's a principle of creation and how God do things. First thing you do is decide what he wants. The purpose. Then after you decide what he wants, then you decide what he wanted made from. And then after you decide what he wanted made from, then he aim his speech to what he wanted made from. So he speaks to that which he wanted made from, and that which he speaks to that he wanted made from, out of that come exactly what he said. When he wanted the animals, he said, let the earth bring forth every living creature. When he wanted the stars and the firmament, said, hallelujah. Genesis chapter 1, verse 11 and verse 14, he spoke to the gas, the firmament, and brought down by the created man, the stars. When he wanted the plants, when he wanted the animals, he said, let the earth bring forth every living creature. When he wanted the fish, then he spoke to the watery dirt. And boy, from the watery dirt, man, came the fish. He spoke what he wanted to what he wanted made from. And what he wanted came from what he wanted it made from, exactly what he said. So from the earth came the plants. From the earth came the animals. From the gases in the firmament came the stars. Hallelujah. From the watery dirt came the fish. There you go. So boy, I'm talking about he did something magnificent in that last act of creation. In his crown and glory, he says this in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Let us make man in our image, in our likeness. Who he speaking to? He's speaking to himself then. And from here, he speak what he aimed his speech to what he wanted made from. Like I told you, when he wanted the plants, he spoke to the earth. When he wanted the animals, he spoke to the earth. When he wanted the stars, he spoke to the gas, the firmament. When he wanted you, he spoke to himself. And from him came a little you, a little G God, an offspring from God. Well, you come from God. You come from him. Our Father which where? Which art in heaven. That's what Philippians man mean when they say our citizenship, our original citizenship is in him. Hallelujah. You know what God did? Hey, he brought you and I down to the earth. Who? Them mighty men and mighty women that we are, them little G God that we are, them little spirit beings that we are, that's just like God, a spirit being just like God, same character, same nature of God. He brought us down to this earth, hallelujah, and from this earth, he formed a body for you and I to live in, hallelujah. For what purpose? So that through us, by the power of his Holy Spirit, he could colonize this earth, this territory, to be just like his territory. So like I said, it would fulfill your prayer, bro. Our Father, way here, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. That is God giving praise and adoration and worship. Then the next first request, not Lord, hear me, not Lord, bless me, not Lord, I need this and I need that. No, his first request is, Lord, let your kingdom come. Let me say it in plain words, let your rule come. Let what you're doing come. Let what you want to accomplish, let that come. Let your kingdom come. And let your will be done. Well, I said it earlier, on earth. How? Just like it is in heaven. And God gave us dominion, power, control, throne, sovereignty, sovereign reign, complete rule. Oh, man, this earth and everything that comes from this earth. And then he gave us a mandate, an assignment. Right? Be fruitful, multiply, replenish, and subdue this earth. That means be productive. Be fruitful in what I created you to do, to be, and to do. Produce them. Become them. If I say you're a mighty man and a mighty woman, hey, that's a seed, man. You take that seed and you plant it into your heart. and you turn it into your life. Hallelujah, boy. Don't get weird and well doing that if you don't see the result. I told you, faith, man, is believing in what God said even before we see any manifestation of it and speaking it until it comes to pass. That's faith at work. But if you ain't acting on that, then that's dead faith. But our work, faith is dead. What's the word? You believe until you see it, and you act on it, and you talk like a man until it comes to pass. And be in the listen. Don't be deceived. Go ahead and walk. Whatsoever a man sow, hallelujah. That's what he's going to read. Glory to God. So if we begin to sow to the Spirit, we shall have the Spirit of man reap the everlasting life. Say, when we begin to sow, man, God, the seed of God's word into our lives, into our spirit, man, into our heart, into our mind, our will, our emotions, our attitude. When we sow that into our hearts, into our lives, hallelujah. And don't get weary, man. I'm talking about sowing and reaping. The Bible says, as long as the earth remains, there should be seed time and harvest time. There's a time in the season for everything under the sun. There's a time to plant, and there's a time to reap. So, there's a time. And boy, in between the time of sowing and the time of reaping, there must be some cultivation taking place. You got to watch over your crop. You got to watch over your seed, man. You know, and you got to water that seed. How do you water that? I keep on saying, hallelujah, keep on saying, and keep on saying, and keep on speaking. How long, Brother Arthur? Forever. Glory to God. Speaking until they come to pass, that become your way of life. That become your way of talking. That become your way of walking. That become your way of living. That become your way of acting. That become your way of being. Hallelujah. Being what? Exactly what God said about you. I told you, Jesus Christ come preaching the gospel by you and me. The Christian religion, Christianity, they preach man a different message. They preach man the good news about Jesus and don't tell people nothing about good news but Jesus Christ. But in that good news about Jesus and your Bible in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, boy, that's a treasure that's hidden in that field. And it ain't hidden from you, it's hidden for you. But whenever you're ready to discover, it's there. It's all yours to take it. But you got to receive it. You got to act upon it. You got to accept it. You got to orchestrate it in your life. You got to receive, man, God's love and God's promise and God's grace and God's salvation. You got to receive that. What do you mean receive? You got to grab a hold to that and seize that and place that in your possession. If you do, then it'll produce everlasting life in you. But if you do what? If you put the seed of God's word in your life, in your heart and in your spirit. That's what the word is going to produce, everlasting life. I told you heaven and earth is going to pass away, but the word of the Lord, that's going to live around. What Jesus Christ was saying, well, you are an uncommon man to put you back, to give you back your original assignment. You are ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven. You don't represent yourself. You don't represent a denomination. You don't represent a religion. You don't represent a church. You don't represent an organization. You don't represent, boy, one thing that you represent, boy, is man, the kingdom of our God, an ambassador of Christ, an ambassador of the kingdom of hell. Not of your denomination, not of your religion, your belief system, not of your theology, not of that, but represent God on the earth. Can you imagine that? Represent God on the earth. Or allowing God to do that through us, to represent him on the earth. Jesus said, listen, but it's me, you seen the Father. Wow, come just like him. What did I do? What the Father sent me to do that? That's not my way, that's my Father's way. He working, and I just carry it out. Carry out, man, what he tell me. Listen, I go to him and tell him, listen, there's a lot of sick people with lepers and everything else. He tell me, man, go down there, man, and speak life to them, dry bones. Can that sickness be healed? Yeah, but the doctor say ain't no cure for it. Hey, can that sickness be here? I don't know, man. The doctor say, man, they got 3 months to live. Can that sickness be here? I don't know. It become a valley of dry bones. I tell you what, speak life to it. Don't speak death. See what it is. Begin to call those things that be not as though it was. What you talking about, Arthur? I'm talking about learning how to function in the kingdom of God. Learning how to live in the kingdom of God. Learning how to be and coming to the knowledge and learning how to be obedient to the laws of the kingdom. Yeah, boy, I had some laws way before Moses' law. when Moses, when God gave Moses the law, man, I'm talking about people would die from man all the way up until Moses, and they didn't even have the law. They hadn't committed, man, sin. There wasn't no law for them, man, to transgress. Because, man, God hadn't told them about thou shalt have no other God before me, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not covet, thou shalt not commit. He didn't have all of that, man. He didn't tell them all of that. Not Adam, man, in his generation. Not Cain and Abel in his generation. Not Noah in his generation. Abraham in his generation. They didn't have no Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments didn't come until man God delivered his children out of Egypt and Savior. And then he say, hey, listen, this is going to be your schoolmaster. It's going to teach you what that you need to save. Because all them Ten Commandments that I told you, man, thou shalt not, you know, I really broke every last one out. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, that last verse, it say the penalty for sin is death. Hallelujah. The gift of God is eternal life. Speak it in, brother. That's in your Bible in Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Hallelujah. One man's disobedience, sin came upon the whole human race. Even so, by the obedience of one man, the forgiveness of sin came upon the whole human race. What happened? Adam's disobedience, man, caused you and I to be born in sin and freaking iniquity. I told God one time, man, that don't seem fair to us, Lord. You mean we're going through all this hell on this earth, and man, living like mere men and mere women because of what Adam did? Well, I say, yeah. I say, well, Lord, that ain't fair to us. Happened from one man's disobedience. Well, I say, you're right. That's why when I judge, you're righteous judgment. So by the disobedience of one, many became sinners. That's in your Bible, chapter in Romans, chapter 5 and 6. Even so, the body. Crown us with loving kindness and tender mercy, and not only put man a turban on our head, but put a crown on our head, boy. Making us, man, not just spiritual representative, but ruler, glory, man, a king and a queen. If you're in a male body, a king. If you're in a female body, a queen. They both do the same thing. That means ruler. Rule over what? Over their domain. Like I said earlier, you a ruler too, but over your domain. What's your domain? That's your life. That's your circumstance. That's your situation. That's your symptoms. You're a ruler in that area. Glory to God. I'm talking about you. That's how God created you. You lost that in Adam. But Jesus Christ come, man, preaching, man, and I come to bring that back to you. I come, man, not only to redeem your life from the destruction of Adam's disobedience, from sin and death, but to restore you back to everything that you lost in Adam. What you lost in Adam? You lost your sovereignty. That's complete movement over all your situations. You lost your raw power. That's the Holy Ghost. You lost your righteousness and right standing with the Most High God. You lost the peace that passes all understanding that the world can't deal, the world can't take away. You lost more of the precious Holy Spirit. You lost more of the Garden of Eden, man, the presence of the Lord. Adam got put out of the spot, got put out of an atmosphere. And I'm talking about everything that we lost in Adam. That's what Jesus Christ come preaching. Repent. Why? Because all of the kingdom of hell. Why? King James would say is at hand. At hand means it has arrived. It's within your reach. It's here. Right now it's among you, Jesus said. But boy, after I finish doing what I'm doing, it's not going to only be among you, but it's going to be on the inside of you. The kingdom of God. For God come to set, Jesus Christ come to re-establish God's kingdom on the earth. And the way of doing that, hallelujah. What he's going to do, he's going to re-establish, man, God's kingdom back upon the earth. And put the sovereignty, the earth that God gave mankind, dominion over all the earth, the fish in the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creeps upon the earth, over the whole earth. For what assignment? To make it on the whole earth, just like it is in heaven. Can you imagine that? Just like heaven. All of heaven. But do you know when it's all said and done, it's going to be like it. Right now, it's in the spirit. I kind of set it up not on the earth first, but in the earth. What's in the earth? That's in you. And that's in this body that you live in. That's in the spirit of the Most High God, that living God, the mighty man that you are, that spirit being that you are. And boy, that's he come to set up that kingdom on the inside of that man. Not on the earth, but in the earth, in us. Where your body come from? You form your body from the dust of the ground, the earth. What's in your body? Hallelujah. Your spirit is just like God, and not only that, watch this year. And the power of the Holy Spirit living once again on the inside of your spirit. Can you imagine that? The same power, boy, that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, living on the inside of you and me. The same power, man, that opened blind eyes and us our death ears, that showed love, man, to all mankind, man. That man didn't come to the earth to condemn nobody, but that the whole world through him might be saved. Glory to God. And what do you come preaching? What do you come preaching on? Gospel of the kingdom. Gospel of the kingdom. What's the good news about the kingdom? That it has arrived here on earth again, and you can once again, man, come on into it, man. Come on back into the presence of the Most High God, because the penalty for sin been paid in full. What? Come on back into the presence of the Most High. Lord God was in Christ Jesus, reconciling man, you back to himself. Hallelujah. Making you one with him once again. That's why he died upon the cross, to cleanse you from all your sins. Right? So that boy God can once again, through his Holy Spirit, come take up residence on the inside of you. And before then, he was among the people and around the people. But he wanted to be like it was, man, in Genesis 1 and 2. In Genesis 1 and 2, he wasn't just, man, around Adam and among Adam. He was living on the inside of Adam. How was he living on the inside of Adam, brother? He was living on the inside of Adam by the power of the Holy Ghost. That's why Adam had divine connection between God and mankind, and between heaven and earth. What that divine connection then that would empower him and enable him to fulfill God's assignment is that divine connection. The divine connection between God and man, and between heaven and earth. Lord, pray me, so that boy God could manifest himself through man. Lord, pray me, so that boy it might be on earth like it is in heaven. What's God doing? You see, you hear the word kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. They use synonymous in scripture, but they mean different. They have two different meanings. The kingdom of God is simply what God is doing. Now, we know what our church doing, our denomination doing, our pastor doing, our organization doing. The hip-hop world is doing, the political world is doing, social media is doing. We know all about what's going on in those things, in our churches, in our denomination, in religion of the world, man, in the way of the world. We know all about, man, what man is doing, even in religion, what man is doing to appease God. But I'm talking about, man, I'm talking about that. I'm talking about what God is doing. Not what man is doing for God, but what God is doing for man, what he has done. This is what he has done. He has redeemed our life from destruction. He's crowned us with love and kindness and tender mercy so that our youth is renewed like the eagle. That means, boy, I'm talking about every day is a brand new day for us to go closer and closer and closer into becoming more who we really are. Who are they, man? Mighty men and mighty women of the Most High. Because we got the same might of Almighty God living on the inside of us. Who are they? That's the Holy Spirit that's on the inside of you. If you believe. Jesus told him this year in Acts 2:38. He said, listen, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right? He said, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. They asked him in that passage of scripture, but it was after they was in the upper room, and the Bible said, and the Holy Spirit came and down like a rushing mighty wind and set up on them, man, like tongues of fire. And boy, and they fulfilled what Jesus told them in Acts chapter 1 and 2. He said, tarry in Jerusalem until you receive power from on high. Glory to God. Until you be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Until the Holy Spirit begin to have full control and authority and power and influence in your life. That's true baptism of the Holy Ghost. When he begin to have true influence and power and authority and dominion in our life. Hallelujah. He said, you shall be a witness. Watch this here. Not for me, but a witness unto me. Witness for Jesus. They're going about me and telling all the good news about Jesus. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's a good message. That's what the church is preaching. But Jesus didn't say that. He said, listen. Hey. Lord, Point my disciples about me and teach them what I taught you. What did Jesus say, man? I'm talking about all the kingdom of heaven has come to you. I come to bless you. I come to save you. I come to heal you. I come to deliver you. I come to restore you back to your rightful place in God, God's original place and purpose and intent for your life. I come to cleanse you up from all your unrighteousness. I come to forgive you of all your sin. But if you just continue to sin and walk on in sin, God forbid, hallelujah, that you might live unto righteousness, unto holiness. And knowing all that is, oh, this radio ministry, we begin to close. All of those are gifts from God. Salvation is a gift from God. Ephesians chapter 2. For by grace are you saved. Through faith of yourselves, that's a gift from God. But salvation is a gift from God. Eternal life is a gift from God. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. The penalty for sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And then in Romans, boy, he say, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that's out of yourself. That's a gift from God. And actually, like I was putting the witness to you earlier, boy, after he had received, man, the Holy Ghost that came down on them, and they received the power of the Holy Ghost, and they were going out and began to preach and speak in tongues, and people, you know the story, you know, how more people say, what's going on here? We hear my land. They say, what it is? And people said, this is that was prophesied by the prophet Joel, right, that in his last days, God will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. But pour out what? His spirit, his ability, his power, his authority, his life, his fullness. Where? Upon all flesh. Men, old men, handmaiden, children, boys, who? On everybody. Then the people ask, hey, well, what must we do to be saved? He said, change your way of thinking and believe, man, the gospel. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. What's that? That's a gift from God. That's something that you didn't earn. It's the love of God that he has for his mankind. God so loved the world that he sent Jesus. What? To fix you back up, man, and set you back on course to God's original plan and intent for your life. And then to teach you the functional principles of how to live in it, how to walk in it, how to talk in it, how to get manifested, man, from the unseen realm to the seen realm. Reintroducing us to the same law that he gave out of the moon. That's the law of life. That's the word of God. Hallelujah. The law of liberty. That's free will. You can eat off any tree in the garden you want to. The law of sin and death. But if you eat off that tree in the middle of the garden, the knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die. The law of love. Even though they disobeyed God and everything else, yet he provided grace, mercy, and salvation for them. He took off the clothes that they were trying to close themselves with, the righteousness that they were trying to close themselves with fig leaves. He took that off of them and sacrificed a life and a blood covenant, and he covered them all. He saved them. He covered them. Hallelujah. Well, that's the grace of God. I'm down from ages to ages to ages and ages. I feel the fullness of the time. And listen, y'all, man, I just got to sit in that my time is up, and let's close with this. Oh, God loves you so much, you don't miss it. He want to make that known to you. He want to show you, boy, he wants you to come to the knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom, the good news about his kingdom. What the kingdom is, what God is doing. And when we get in on what God is doing, then we can begin to experience the kingdom of heaven in our lives here on earth. And listen, my wife, Gail, and I, my children, me and my family, we love y'all with the love of the Lord. The same love that hit the Lord in our heart by the Holy Spirit is the same love that we have for every last one of you out there. And that's this, that you be filled with the knowledge of God's will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, and the revelation of God, the revelation knowledge that is revealed to you by the Holy Ghost, so that you can walk in victory in your life here on earth. Thereby bringing glory to your name. Again, Gary and I, we love y'all with the love of the Lord. We pray God's best for your life, and we believe it, and so shall it be. And this is always a joy to come on this radio broadcast and minister to y'all the gospel of the kingdom. If you could be a business further assistant, man, you can contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship World Outreach Ministry, located in Bunker, Louisiana. Phone number 713-870-3776. And listen, we love you again with the love of Almighty God, and nothing you can do about it. We'll talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LeVay. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God